It's time to learn more about what's happening in our communities with Community Matters on KD Country 94. Community Matters is brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.
And welcome back. Wade Gershon with you here on Waterside Wake Up, part of Community Matters with the Phillipsburg Rodeo is taking place this week. And we are joined by Emily Beisel. She is a barrel racer and she will be competing and performing at the Phillipsburg Rodeo. And Emily, first of all, it's hard to believe how fast this year has gone. We've got rodeos left and right throughout the country, and now you'll be in Phillipsburg. Have you ever been in Phillipsburg before and competed?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I've been competing at Phillipsburg for well over a decade. I was trying to think how long it's been. I high school rodeoed in Kansas, and so we were at Phillipsburg all 4 years of high school rodeo, and then the pro rodeo, I've been going to it probably since 2013. It seems crazy to think it's been that many years, but we make it a point to go to Phillipsburg.
So what got you into the barrel racing and being a part of the rodeo?
To be honest, my babysitter was a barrel racer, and so my mom and dad, they always joke, they said, make sure you screen your babysitters because they're sure cost them a lot of money. And so I kind of got the bug from her. You know, I was an animal lover as a child, and just kept after it. It's turned into a pretty good gig for me. I mean, I did go ahead and get a degree in dental hygiene, so I can do that as well. But right now, I primarily rodeo for a living.
Emily Beisel is our guest today, and she is ranked in the top 12 in the Women's Pro Rodeo Association World Standings, has qualified for the National Finals Rodeo the past 3 years, 19, 20, and 21. What makes a good barrel racer?
I don't know. I think sometimes we're definitely determined little humans out here. Traveling all over the country by ourselves and, in these big rigs. And usually, I have three horses with me pretty much all the time. And, it's a lot of work. I mean, you've got to be really driven and focused and be passionate about it.
What about the horses themselves? You mentioned three horses, but you have a primary horse, right?
Honestly, I mean, really all three horses, I rotate them pretty equally, to be honest. I have the primary horse that I call Chongo that runs typically at the NFR. He is probably my fastest horse, but he's probably not the most consistent of my three. Therefore, during the season rodeos, sometimes I will lean on a different horse just for a few more consistent runs instead of, getting in the placings, more often and consistently versus Chongo. He's kind of your big hitter. You bring him out when you really need to make a big run and try to win first. And so they all have their strong suits. I'm really fortunate to have three horses to choose from.
Emily Beisel, our guest today, she is a barrel racer, be at the Phillipsburg Rodeo. Now, you mentioned you've been at the Phillipsburg Rodeo for many years, including your high school years. Is there anything unique about that arena or that rodeo that sticks out in your mind?
It's just, rodeoing in some place you grew up and high school rodeoed, all those memories. I mean, goodness, we had, cowboy prom there, when I was in high school, and it hits home a little different, when you go to a place like that. I mean, it's more than just another stop on the trail, and everybody there. I mean, I actually swung by yesterday and got to see a few people on my way over up at a rodeo in Iowa, and so, just swung in, and it's just cool to see some familiar faces and know the background there.
Where have you been the last few weeks, and where will you be going to compete after Phillipsburg?
I came down from Calgary, Alberta. I was up there for a little while and been rodeoing in kind of Utah and Wyoming area. Caught a rodeo in Colorado, and then this week is a really, really busy week for the Prairie Circuit Girls, which is our circuit is Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. So Phillipsburg and Dodge City are two really big rodeos for that. So we'll catch those, and Abilene, Kansas as well. And then I've got a couple others, Lovington, New Mexico, Sydney, Iowa, and Castle Rock, Colorado.
We mentioned you've qualified for the National Finals Rodeo the past 3 years, and you're potentially headed to your fourth consecutive National Finals Rodeo. What does that mean, and what does that represent for you?
Honestly, it's amazing. As a little girl, I always dreamed of getting the opportunity to run down the alley at the Thomas and Mack at the NFR. I mean, that's, every little barrel racer's dream is to get to do that. And so to actually be seeing it through and having it, be reality for me is, it's incredible. I'm very, very fortunate, and we're just going to enjoy the ride. I mean, this you know, it doesn't last forever, so we're going to cherish every moment.
Emily Bice will be bail racing at Phillipsburg Rodeo. It's Kansas' biggest rodeo, August 4th, 5th, and 6th. The rodeo begins at 8 o'clock each night at the rodeo grounds located 1 mile north of town on Highway 183. And also, of course, you can watch the barrel horses thunder around three barrels of speed and athleticism. Of course, there are many extras for the fans. There's a free barbecue for all ticket holders on August 4th. You have a dance at the rodeo grounds after the rodeo as well on that day, I believe. And then August 6th, free course caps to the first 1,200 fans on August the 5th. The actual dance is on August the 6th. There'll be a parade downtown Phillipsburg at 2 o'clock on Saturday. If you want to see these great, animals and also individuals competing in various competitions with the Phillipsburg Rodeo, reserve tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for kids ages 3 to 12. General admission tickets are $18 for adults and $13 for kids Friday and Saturday. Thursday night, general admission tickets are $17 and $13. Tickets available online, kansasbiggestrodeo.com, and at Heritage Insurance Group in Phillipsburg and at the gate. Family rodeo, our family day at the rodeo is Thursday, August the 4th. All kids 10 and under get in free with the purchase of an adult ticket. That's good for Thursday only. I'm interested, Emily, in what it takes to travel and how many rodeos, how many events do you go through on average each year? And what's that traveling like? Does it get a little bit monotonous at times, or is it still a lot of fun and exciting to go to, whether it's the same places over and over or to different places?
You know, every year for me, honestly, on the road has been a little bit different. You know, 2019 was what I considered like the last normal year, you know, before COVID and everything. So, you know, I'd worked up to that season, you know, for several years and to finally perfect it, and then have 2020 happen and everything changed. You know, we had so many restrictions and so many less rodeos to choose from, and the schedule changed a bunch, so that was tough. And 2021 was kind of getting back to normal, but it still wasn't. So, you know, it still, once again, was a completely different season for me. And I would say this season has been the closest to 2019 that we've had. So we're getting back on track, kind of getting back to that familiar route that we usually take. But I travel somewhere between 80 to 100 rodeos a year.
Wow.
You know, I'm on the road a lot, put a lot of miles on. It's busy. It's a lot. And yes, that highway sometimes does get a little tiring, especially those all night drives. You know, there's a lot of times that you know, we'll have to pack up and leave from a evening performance to make, you know, another rodeo slack the next morning and drive 300 or 400 miles overnight. So it takes a lot of determination. You definitely find out how bad you want it out here.
Give me a little nugget of something that people may not be familiar with or might be, I don't know if it's astonished, amazed, or interested in when it comes to barrel racing.
You know, I mean, I truly isn't, I don't know. The horsepower is incredible these days. And honestly, like, we can't do it without our horses. You know, it takes a very, very special horse to keep your name up at the top. And, you know, like I said, in my situation, I'm very fortunate because I have three of them to choose from. And, you know, that helps them too, so they can have long careers and they're not getting as many runs and stuff. But, you know, it's amazing to see that, you know, whether you're my age at 30 years old or Donna Kay, I mean, I think she's 62 years old, and, you know, she's headed back to her fourth consecutive NFR. It's a pretty neat sport. And basically, if anybody has some horsemanship skills and enough drive and determination to do it, it's something that I sure encourage them to give it a go, because it is a lot of fun. There's a lot of reward out there. There's some tough times, but it's really rewarding when you can achieve that goal.
Emily Beisel, she will be barrel racing at the Phillipsburg Rodeo. Emily, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck, not only in Phillipsburg, but the rest of the season. Stay safe, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all having me.
Once again, Phillipsburg Rodeo taking place August 4th, 5th, and 6th in Phillipsburg. Learn more online, kansasbiggestrodeo.com.